The first drive was 3-and-out, and their second drive, if you can count it a drive, was a kick return. Mm-hmm. And they scored a touchdown in 18 seconds. So they score quickly, they score fast, but Vassar needs to get the ball into their offense a couple more times in the second half, or USA will drain this clock and run them down and run into the end zone once or twice more and win this game.
Now let's take a listen in at the USA Marching Patriots on the field as we speak. And the Marching Patriots with Spirit of the Sky and homecoming festivities. Now let's take you across the region with your scoring updates. Last we heard, it was 12-10 Ubley over Harbor Beach just before the half, with Harbor Beach scoring a touchdown and also an extra with a field goal.
A field goal, that's exactly
right.
At
this point, I didn't see that. Memphis and Marlette is at the half. Marlette leading 28-0. Cass City over Reese, 28-20. It appears that Cass City can't stop the passing game. Then we have a one-possession game in Reese. Bad Axe over Lakers at the half. It's 22-6. In our game here, USA 24, Vassar 16, with your homecoming queen being Rachel Prime. It's time for a short break. We will start this second half in more than likely 4 minutes. Hang tight. We'll have your second half action on the WLEW Sports Network. USA leading by a touchdown, 24-16, over the Vassar Vulcans. Tonight's winner, I should say, goes home with at least a share of the Greater Thumb West in the Greater Thumb Conference of the great state of Michigan in the Thumb of Michigan on your home for high school football.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Well, now it's a chess match out here, folks. As we have 12 minutes around the clock, USA is officially warmed up. Vassar is not. And they're just going to continue on with their warm-up and just not make eye contact with any officials.
Yeah, they got off to a bad foot there on the end of the first half. They completed a pass. And, of course, they wanted timeout with a couple seconds left in the half. No official near the coaching staff. Do not get the call and go to the half without a last-second chance to make some sort of miracle happen or a Hail Mary of any kind. So that's exactly why they are not making contact with the striped crew right now.
Well, so now USA is doing some light jogging. I believe it's a soft J on jogging. As the officials are trying to keep this thing under control, we have a one-possession ball game. Dave Hansen, what does Vassar need to do to keep momentum on their side in the second half?
Well, I think there's two things they got to do, one on each side of the ball. Number one, defense, they have got to stop somebody. They are getting faked out on about every other running play. They fall guilty to every time they throw a play action pass. There's nobody there. There's no one staying home because they are getting beat so badly in the offensive line and defensive line that they're cheating up their defensive backs to try and cut down on the running game. And then the play action pass is there all day for the Patriots if they want it. Now, on offense, I'm not as critical. We know they can score at will. They had one possession where they didn't score, one possession where they did, and obviously the special teams touchdown, but their defense needs to get their offense the ball and get off the field faster.
How about this for a score update? At halftime, Sandusky by one touchdown, 14-6 over Brown City.
Over Brown City, look at that. Get knocked down by Harbor Beach last week. Looks like they're going to give the GTE leaders a game over there.
And just for Cass City leading 28-20 over Reese at halftime as well, it looks like there was a score from Reese with 6 seconds left in the first half to make it that 28-20.
Make it 28-20, yep.
So it looks like we're ready to start the second half. Vassar won the toss to start tonight, deferred to the second half, and so they will be on offense initially, pending a received and carefully caught onside kick from USA. Yeah, we saw some big boots from USA last week, and the fact that Colton Siebert used the wind at his back and sent it downfield deep. Haven't seen that at all. Of course, he did not play in this first quarter because he was suspended because of two personal fouls last week, and now he'll be doing the kicking duties in the second half to start things off. Here's the kick from the right foot man, and this one goes way deep, and that's exactly what he does. With the wind slightly at his back, this one bounces about 8 yards into the end zone on first drop and for a touchback. So Vassar will start their drive at the 20-yard line on their own side, moving right to left across your radio, an 80-yard field to work with 12 minutes on the clock in this third quarter.
If there's one team in this area that is not bothered by starting at their own 20, it's Vassar. They have lots of field to work with. They have lots of big play capabilities. And let's see if they decide to run the ball, especially with Hurdle a little bit more in the second half. And if they do decide to avoid the run and go straight to the passing game, that's fine because there are open receivers everywhere. Humpert's just got to find a way to get it in their arms so they can turn it upfield.
Two wide to the right and two to the left. Humpert in the shotgun with a man to his right. That is Hurdle. Morrison wide to the left. There's the snap, a little bit high, and now we have whistles as this is more like indeed it is disco night. False start against Vassar. This will push them back 5 yards even before their first play in the second half. First and 15 for the 15.
I'm sure that's not the start coach, head coach Jason Kiss was looking for to start this second half. You know, penalties weren't a huge deal in the first half, but you certainly don't want them to creep into the plays now. It's tough enough to get 10 yards on this USA defense. Getting 15 is even tougher.
11:57 left in the third. 24-16, USA by 8 points.
Keep in mind, they only have 48 yards of offense in the first half. Getting that extra five has been a tough challenge so far for that Vulcan offense.
Trips right, one left. That's Morrison. Humbert in the